Welcome to this third episode of Leap. I'm your host, Lorene Henry, and today I'll be talking about my circle. So listen, embrace, apply, purpose. My purpose here today is to encourage, inspire, and empower you. That's what I was born to do. Put your thinking caps on. What does your circle look like? What does my circle look like? What does our circle look like? Questions we should be asking ourselves. What do they bring to the table? And does what they bring to the table benefit or prosper me in my purpose? Do they help or hinder me? Am I inspired? Do they bless or do they just bring mess? Let me tell you, a stale or stagnant circle is not a breeding ground for purpose. You cannot leap to the places and spaces that God wants to take you or that you need to operate in when you are comfortable in a stagnant circle. We're talking about leaping. So if we are to leap, we need a circle that is a breeding ground for us to do so. So let me share a few qualities that I look for in a productive circle. Number one, I look for people who have a lifestyle of prayer. A lifestyle. Keep that word in mind. A lifestyle of prayer. Not just occasional bandwagon prayer warriors. Not just people who come together and pray for a cause. But I need people who are at this thing every day. They have a prayer lifestyle. Not just a couple of prayers. So bandwagon prayer warriors are a later episode. I won't stay there today. But number one, people who have a lifestyle of prayer. Number two, people who choose faith daily. Not flaky faith folk, but people who choose faith daily. These are not people who are tossed to and fro by every conference or fad. I need people who choose faith daily. People who are honest enough to say, I have to fight for it. I have to pray for it. Going back to number one, I have to pray for it. That is a struggle. And daily, my faith is tested, yet I choose faith daily. Number three, I look for people with a growth mindset and who are lifelong learners. Lifelong learners. What you learned 20, 30 years ago is totally different from what you need today. For business people, they are not comfortable with yesterday's accolades. They're always looking to improve. They're taking courses. They're reading. For Christians, they're not comfortable in regurgitating what they hear, but they seek God for themselves through the reading, studying, and application of His word. In other words, people with a growth mindset are those people who work at their craft. They're constantly working to improve. They don't just talk a good game. It's okay to listen to people because people can be very entertaining. It's okay to listen to people, but watch their actions. Number four, I'm looking for people who are humble as well as loyal. See, the humble people allow God to exalt them. People who allow God to exalt them are attractive to me. These are people I want to support. They don't have to do a whole bunch of talking about support me, support me, support me. Based on their fruit, based on what I see, I automatically want to support them. I'm not looking for people to tell me everything about themselves and what they're doing and posting about it on social media for likes. What does your fruit look like? What is your walk saying? What is your daily life saying? I want to see you in action without saying me, 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 or look at me. And then I want you to be able to support and celebrate me without the stank eye when I turn my back. I need people in my corner who are genuinely excited for me. I'm looking for people in my corner that the spotlight doesn't always have to be on them for them to participate or to be excited. I expect my people not to allow others to drag my name in their presence. Don't let folks talk about me negatively and you just sit there and listen to it. Of course, I don't want anybody to go to blows for me. However, I do want to know that you have my back, even in my absence. So with all that said, if you want to be free to leap into the next, ensure your circle is solid. Now, I just gave a few qualities. Oh, there are others, and you can add to the list. And if you like, you can share them with me. But these are just a few. Your circle does not need to be perfect. You don't need to have perfect people, but it does need people who are intentional about their purpose. Because people who are intentional about their purpose are intentional about enhancing your purpose. People who are intentional about their purpose are people who are comfortable in pushing you, in helping you leap, leap, leap. Thank you for tuning into episode 3. Please share and like this episode. I appreciate you, and I hope that you have a wonderful week.